Those are messed up texts.
I think she was telling him to do it.
Okay, I'm milling about with Cara Buono, and she's starring in The Girl from Plainville. Hi.
Hi, good morning, Robin. I like your background.
Thank you. Did you hang out at this beach? It's beautiful.
I had been there, yeah. I was like, that's very, very prepared. I like that.
I try to make it fun, you know.
Yeah.
So what was it like shooting in Savannah? It's haunted, you know.
Yes, I heard that. I had never worked in Savannah before. So I was really excited about that because I read, you know, In the Garden of Good and Evil and was excited to explore the city. The people were great. The food was great. I had a great crew down there. I'd love to go back.
Yeah. So Cara, talk about your bonding with Elle. Of course, you're playing her mom. So did you hang together? Did you bond in any way before?
You know, we didn't have time to really rehearse prior to shooting. I think all the cast that was drawn to this project was particularly thoughtful and sensitive about the material. It seems that they gathered like very like-minded people. And I felt like upon, you know, meeting Elle, first of all, you know, I've loved her work prior to this, but for being such a young actress and taking on this transformation, you know, watching her day after day and week, you know, the physical transformation, the emotional depths she had to go through. And I don't say this lightly. Sometimes I'd just be watching her in a scene and think, oh, right, my line is next, because I'd be so lost in what she was doing. It was really, you know, work and professionalism and a gift that she has that I feel like is beyond her years even.
Yeah. Are you a mom yourself?
Yes. I have a just turned nine-year-old daughter.
Oh, so that must have been a nice little transition for you to make.
Becoming a mom changes you. You don't know how it's going to change you, right? You think, I only want one child, and you have one child, you want more, several. You think you're going to want a big family, you're one and done, right? Everyone's experience is very unique. But I found that when I became a mom, and you hear a lot of people say this, it changes you, your perspective on the world. Things become very focused. But I think, you know, approaching a role as something like this, as Gail, I was very interested in it, in the role of technology and social media, particularly on young girls, because I think my daughter's just behind, you know, maybe we'll be in a safer place because of this generation that I almost feel like is the guinea pigs of the technology experiment, right? Because we didn't know how it's going to affect everybody because it's so new. And so I was really excited to explore being part of this story that explores technology and mental health and teenage relationships and loneliness.
Yeah, so let's break it down a little bit. First of all, with the social media, how do you feel about teenagers and social media, and what sort of precautions should be taken there?
Yeah, I mean, I try to be a very positive person, so I look for the good things in it, right? Like, I love seeing pictures of my friends' families and vacations and being able to talk to someone across the world, right? And then I think what there have been, you know, published studies now that, you know, there's an unrealistic expectation out there, right? There's this false reality, and girls who are already at a vulnerable stage of growing and changing, particularly, and teenagers, that they're seeing something that's not real in their Instagram or TikTok or whatever. But I think it's just having more face-to-face conversations, right? Because what we see here is this is a relationship that developed over the phone, over text, right? And as a way technology is supposed to give us more time and bring us closer, and it can, what we see, the dangers of it is that it isolates people, makes people lonelier. And it's figuring out a way to connect, because it's not going away. Here's the thing. We're not ditching it. We're not going back to it. It's going to be part of our lives. So how do we, exist with it and make it a healthy part of our life, as opposed to, you know, seeing something like this where the texts were weaponized, right?
And of course, as you mentioned, the mental illness and the suicide is also a very, very real problem.
Yeah.
So talk about how maybe this film is like a cautionary tale in a way.
what I really mattered to me a lot was that, you know, the show, the producers consulted the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention as well as the National Eating Disorders Foundation. So, you know, there was great care and thoughtfulness put into portraying this, right? So I just think, you know, something like this can bring up the conversation of mental health, that people will feel more comfortable talking about it. I think the stigmas are slowly eroding, and that we look at it as part of our overall wellness. You know, we get our teeth checked, we get our eyes checked, we, you know, we get blood work done. So mental health should just be part of regular care, and that we check. And then, you know, I think this idea also of loneliness, that even though we are so connected in a way, it's also created little isolated orbits, right? And making more time to spend more time together outside of our devices.
Yeah, I bet you gave your daughter a huge hug when you got home.
Well, I'm very strict about the screen. She hates me. So I told you'll thank me someday. You'll tell the story. I'm so glad my mom put custodio on my thing. She just thinks I'm the strictest mom in the world, but I see my friends who have older kids, right? The teenagers. We'd be on somewhere. I'm like, don't be a screen zombie. You know, we go walk and we're like this. Cause we talk about zombies. So I'm like, don't be a screen zombie. Don't be a screen zombie. And we'll see. You can only control so much. I think what you learn as a parent is you do the best you can and they're going to do what they're going to do. Right. We hope that you planted a good seed.
So what do you hope that audiences come away with after they see The Girl from Plainville?
After watching The Girl from Plainville, I really hope that we can talk more openly about mental health without judgment, and just, you know, be able to maybe think about people in our life who might be going through something and being there for them. And our own selves, like, if, you know, I think it's very hard to ask for help. I think we think it's a sign of weakness, and to ask for help, particularly if you're struggling with depressive thoughts or suicidal thoughts, there's nothing stronger than saying, hey, I need to talk, or I need some help, and starting right there. And I do find, actually, and I will say this, that when you ask for help, you actually empower people to care for you, and it helps makes them feel good, and also gives them permission to also perhaps reveal what they're going through. Like, if you're going through grief or something hard, actually when you open up to people, it allows other people to share what they're going through, and you can help each other.
Absolutely. Thank you. So nice to meet you. Thank
you.
So
nice to meet you too, Robin.
Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
I want to tell our story.
Always news.
Always refreshing.
Always candid.
Always milling about.
Robin Milling delivers what celebrities are saying to you.